This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Negotiators are closer to saving the Iran nuclear deal, but sticking points remain, diplomats said Sunday at the end of the latest round of talks. World powers had been meeting since early April to try to bring the U.S. back to the 2015 landmark agreement and Iran back into compliance with it. Sunday's meeting came a day after ultra-conservative cleric Ebrahim Raisi was declared the winner of the Islamic Republic's presidential election, replacing moderate Hassan Rouhani. The chair of the talks did not say when talks would resume, noting the main problem continued to be finding a solution between lifting U.S. sanctions on Iran and reversing Tehran's stepped-up nuclear activities. U.S. President Joe Biden will meet at the White House with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah, chairman of Afghanistan's High Council for National Reconciliation. That will happen this Friday, the White House said on Sunday. The meeting comes at a critical time when fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban militants has surged. This since Mr. Biden announced in April that the U.S. would withdraw all troops in Afghanistan before September 11th, ending America's longest war after nearly 20 years of conflict. Armenia's acting prime minister, Nikol Pashinyan, and his civil contract party took an early lead as votes were counted after a parliamentary election Sunday. This was set to be a tight race with former President Robert Kocharyan's political bloc. Pashinyan's party had 58% of the vote in the first figures published by the Central Election Commission versus 22% for Kocharyan.